Most of you have been on a trip, so you know pretty much what I'm feeling right now inside, and so how to put it into words is another thing. I remember when I first got saved and I met this woman, and there was something about her. She had this calm and peace about her, and I'm going, I want that. And when I would listen to people coming back from trips and they tell what God has done in them and how changed their lives were, and I'm going, I want that. And so I went on my first trip 2.5 years ago. There were 5 of us that went on a construction trip to help build the church in Cucra Hill in Nicaragua. And that was my first trip. It was totally for selfish reasons, because I really wanted something. And I wasn't sure what it was, but I just knew that I wanted something different. And God had it, and I wanted it. I chose this one because I'm more comfortable on a construction site than I am working with kids. It was only a week long when the VBS one was 2 weeks long. And it was only the longest section of flying was 3.5 hours compared to 15 or 17. I don't like flying. So there was a whole lot of selfish reasons that came into that. And so I was changed, and I had a whole lot different about my years since then. And I'm grateful. When I took this one, I wanted God to stretch me. And I, again, wanted change in my life. And so I was ready to step out and try the kid thing. And so I went totally in flexibility mode. I was very surprised that that's where I was just really willing to be flexible. And what challenged me there turned out to be lack of sleep, because it would chill down at night there. But they don't use blankets. They use sheets, and that's it. And I was borrowing a blanket from somebody they had. Anyway, I didn't sleep well. And the other was the third day of VBS. I went to put my costume on for the dog. I was the resident dog in the skits. And I went to put my costume on, and we had left them in the shed. The Kip costume and the dog costume. And I went to put it on, and it was in a bag. We had not left it in a bag. We had left it hanging on something. And I opened the bag, and it was soaking wet. I mean, it was just both the headdress and the thing. So my stretch was, just do it, Mary. Just put the stinky, smelly thing on and go do it. And it was, I mean, it was like, oh, Lord help me, because this thing really stinks, and it's climbing into this wet thing was just, that was a stretch for me. I had a hard time with that, and I had to do it 3 days in a row. So it was interesting. But to experience 55.5 and what 55.5 does was just the most monumental thing for me. I have been involved in helping with getting the crafts together and bagging parties and fundraising and all of that stuff. But to actually be there and watch these women do what they do with the hundreds of people who are behind the scenes who help them put it all together is just this miraculous thing of the simplicity of the gospel shared in crafts and songs and skits. One day adding on the next day, adding to the next day. And at the end of the week, this powerful thing that you knew was about to happen. And of course, that was the day that the skies unloaded with this torrential downpour that didn't stop. And we were all just slopping in the water, doing our thing, because that's what we came to do. And God wasn't done yet. And these little tiny faces that willingly came up for prayer, and those that you knew were just really earnest about it, their bowed heads and their closed eyes, and they were just, you knew God had touched their lives. And it was so exciting working with the kids, which is totally out of my comfort zone. And Sharon, you've heard me say that many times when she's looking for volunteers for the kids. And I'm going, no, not me. It was a heart change. I wanted to see the children and these people from God's eyes. And God met me there with that. And it was just incredible. I will always be grateful. The team, oh, you guys are so awesome. I'm so happy to get to know you and to experience that time with you. Your grace and good-naturedness and flexibility, it was all very, very cool. We finished the VBS and then went back to Bluefields where Becky and Linda did the teacher training. And I had not ever observed that before either, but I had almost wished that I was a teacher there for the training because I was gleaning so much off of what they were teaching. And it was awesome to see 50 adults, men and women, there absorbing what they were teaching, all done with a translator. And it was just, you knew the ripple effect of all of that was just going to be huge. God is so moving in Rama, so moving in Bluefields. The passion for the Lord that those who are starting these churches, their passion is just off the charts for the Lord. And it was just too sweet to watch. And I was just grateful to be a part of it.